This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. And now on to another story about an industry wrestling for our attention. Over in the UK, despite all the economic gloom, the movie-making industry has been thriving. And that's mostly because of increasing investment from the U.S. In fact, there's been so much of it over the last few years that, on occasion, there have been more Hollywood blockbusters being filmed in the U.K. instead of here in Hollywood. But this, of course, is not without controversy. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The transformation has been, well, magical.
Did you ever make anything happen? Anything you couldn't explain?
Almost as if someone had waved a wand.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
J.K. Rowling insisted that the Hollywood movies about her boy wizard be shot in the UK, and that's helped turn a medium-sized industry into a leviathan gobbling up a giant share of global movie-making.
The scale is huge. I mean, outside of North America itself, we're probably the biggest country in the world for inward investment content production.
Adrian Wooden, head of the British Film Commission, whose job it is to attract foreign movie makers to shoot their films here. The effort is paying off.
We got near £6 billion worth of inward investment last year, which is the biggest figures on record.
The Potter movies blazed the trail 20 years ago, and many other franchises have since joined this inward invasion.
One day this will be your kingdom.
Lord of the Rings, the Marvel and DC movies, Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and many more. To accommodate them all, it's been reported, there'll soon be more studio space in the UK than LA. Matt Gallagher runs a film crew recruitment and training business, The Call Sheet. Why does he think the UK turned into such a big draw for the movie makers?
We had world-class crew, we had a brilliant infrastructure, and we also had the tax credits. So it really made it really quite irresistible. So a lot of people have ended up moving here.
Oh yes, the tax credits. You get back more than 20% of the cost of the production, either as tax relief or a cash credit. But tax is a sensitive subject, and this relief is, as the Brits would put it, causing a bit of a kerfuffle.
I'm vengeance.
DC Films, maker of the Batman movies, is just one of many American producers to profit from the relief. Disney is reported to have received more than $333 million in UK tax credits. Some Brits, like Alex Dunnigan of Tax Watch UK, which monitors the tax system for discrepancies, are not entirely happy with this arrangement.
There are positives in that more films are being made in the UK, but it comes with a cost.
Take the cost of Britain's oldest and best-known movie franchise that needs hardly any introduction.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
The last four Bond movies, says Dunnigan, have cost the British taxpayer a fortune.
We've had Quantum of Solace, receiving £21 million in tax relief. Skyfall, £24 million tax relief. Spectre, £30 million in tax relief. And most recently, No Time to Die, £47 million in tax relief.
And yet, he says, while the four movies grossed around $3 billion at the box office, most of the profit was declared and taxed in the US, where the film rights reside.
Considering that the UK is where it's made, it's UK talent that goes into it, and it's the UK taxpayer that's subsidising it, basically I'd like to see some corporation tax paid on those profits here in the UK.
Adrian Wooden of the British Film Commission brushes the criticism aside. Film tax relief, he says, has helped support a British workforce of 120,000 and bring lots of extra spending into the UK.
The tax credit is amazingly good value for the revenue it generates. For every pound we give out from the Exchequer, we get £8 back.
The British government could be tempted to insist that any company receiving the film tax relief does locate more of their profits in the UK and pay more tax here, but it seems unlikely to do so. In fact, the government is now planning to increase the relief, anxious not to drive foreign movie makers away from the UK and hobble one of its most buoyant industries. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.